Oh, there he is.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
This thing's right in front of us.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Call meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda.
There are no changes to the agenda.
Thank you.
Move to approve.
A second.
Move and second to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes, which there are none to approve this evening, so we'll move on to other business. Our first item of other business is the Estuary Phase 3 Subdivision 2005-64 Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a
Chairman,
final.
I move we approve a final subdivision plan.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to ask Ms. DeVore to kind of introduce them.
I'm a little ahead of the
game. We're moving it along tonight.
I'm a little ahead of the game.
That's all right. That's okay.
I do that too. Bruce, don't worry.
Glad you're
not alone.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. Okay.
Game time.
Ms. DeVore.
Okay. Thank you. This is a final subdivision plan for the establishment of a proposed cluster subdivision to consist of 118 single-family dwellings on a 78.36-acre plus or minus parcel of land lying within the coastal area. The property retains access off of Piney Way and Estuary Boulevard within what is currently Phase 2 of the existing Estuary subdivision. At their meeting of Thursday, October 11th, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan for the Estuary subdivision. That should be the preliminary plan. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 19, Parcel 115.02, and District 134, Map 21, Parcel 8. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. And we turn it over to Bruce.
And now,
and Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan for the Estuary Phase 3 2005-64.
Mr. Chair, I will abstain.
Okay.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for the Estuary Phase 3 Subdivision 2005-64. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The motion carries 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is James D. West, Subdivision 2020-05 Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a major standard subdivision to divide 4.296 acres plus or minus into four single family lots off a 50-foot access easement. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, approximately 0.78 miles south of Adams Road. At their meeting of Thursday, September 10th, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 17.00, Parcel 2.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to James D. West, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve James D. West Subdivision 2020-05 Final Subdivision Plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Freeman Arts Pavilion Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a 1,010-seat arts pavilion, including 876 parking spaces and other related uses on a parcel consisting of 8.98 acres. The site is located on the south side of Signature Boulevard within the existing Americana Bayside development. At their meeting of Thursday, March 12, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan for the Performing Arts Pavilion. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, the Freeman Stage had to significantly alter their plans for the 2020 season. Seats were previously sold in pods of four, with each pod maintaining the required 6 feet of separation distance. However, this option can only accommodate 400 patrons total, and for this reason is unsustainable in the long term. To both address the need to accommodate additional patrons under the current governor's orders and CDC guidelines and ensure the success of the Freeman Stage, GMB has proposed a phasing plan which would allow for maintaining the same number of patrons as the existing stage could accommodate while the new stage is being constructed. The plan is called Phase 1A and has been added to the plans as Phase 1A Temporary Site Plan. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.01, 864, 866, 881, and 990. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
So this is a temporary plan?
Yes.
And this would only be in effect as long as the government, the governor's order is in effect?
That is correct.
Council, is there a way we can, where my concern is if it goes off and comes back on again, is there a way to accommodate this plan being the plan in either instance so they don't have to go through this again?
I think so. I want to defer. That's more of almost a record keeping.
There is, you know, for restaurants, there's an outdoor seating approval process to give temporary approval.
Right.
So this is being presented as a final site plan for an interim measure. Okay. But this could be permanent depending on how the commission words its decision. So this is being presented as a temporary. I think if we had some wording to that effect, that the other route is to go through the temporary outdoor seating process, but that's designed for restaurants. That's
not designed. I don't have a problem doing it. In fact, my reason for asking was that if the governor's order goes off and this goes away and the governor's order comes back on somehow, I wouldn't want them to have to come back and do
and
it
say,
again,
yeah,
is all I was thinking. Right. Maybe I'm being overcautious.
I think the motion would be to move to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC Freeman Arts Pavilion Revised Preliminary Site Plan for a temporary use to accommodate patrons under the current governor's orders and the CDC guidelines. I think that covers it. That way it's temporary and it sort of would be able to toggle back and forth depending on whether we're under.
So moved.
Good.
I'll second that.
All right, you guys are on the ball tonight.
And I'm abstaining.
And if staff could just mark that in the file in the notes so that it's clear, and also in the minutes.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I think everybody understands it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Freeman Arts Pavilion in accordance with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, next item is Miller Metal Fabrication, Inc., site plan number 20-17, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 60,000 square foot sheet metal and metal fabrication shop. The property was the subject of a change of zone application, change of zone 1919, to facilitate a change of zone from C1 General Commercial District to LI2 Light Industrial District. The change of zone was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Subsequently, the application was also approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. The project is located on the south side of Newton Road, which is Route 404, approximately 791 feet west of Sussex Highway, Route 13, and retains access off a private road, Emma Jane Lane. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 131, Map 6, Parcel 8, and the zoning is LI2, Light Industrial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I just have one question. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a doesn't really matter, but I'm asking anyway. Is the parking in the front setback as the way that's set up? But I'm just curious. I mean, it's on a private road, so they can do what they want, I'm assuming. I just didn't want somebody to say, hey, how come Stevenson said, let's do this? If she's...
Let the record show.
Yes, let the record show.
Put that in the minutes?
Yeah, it appears that the parking is in the front setback, but it is off the private way, so it's a private right-of-way instead of a state-maintained right-of-way.
And I'm good with it, then. I just wanted to make sure that that was understood. I make a motion, then, for Miller Metal Fabrication, Inc., S-20-17, for preliminary site plan approval, with final to be by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of, or to approve the preliminary site plan for Miller Metal Fabrication, Inc., site plan 20-17, as preliminary with final approval be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, moving on.